Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for ways to win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sorry, I'll let Kesha talk.
No. They're so still and quiet. Just hang on.
Let's just take it in for a second. There it is.
Don't try to win us over now with a clap. You fucked it up. Wait till later and you can clap.
You gotta sit in it. You fucked it up, you're sitting it. That's the rule.
No laughing. It's all banned today. You have to sit there and be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If you like a joke, just give me a thumbs up. and mouth, good joke, Jax. Then I'll know.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Plumbing the Death Star Get Posh, live from Oxford. Woo! That wasn't a joke. Put your hand down.
You can't thumbs up that. Your mouth, good joke, douche. That means nothing.
We ask the important questions.
Like, who would you employ to protect your house?
So I think the obvious answer,
yeah,
is someone who's very good at protecting houses already and has done it for a house, and then, mind you, a toy store.
Yeah,
is Kevin McAllister from the Home Alone franchise. Mm-hmm. That boy can protect it. That's basically his entire business.
I mean, he's pretty good at it.
Place down like broken shards of Christmas decorations.
Yep.
Heat up a doorknob.
Yeah.
Yep.
What else does he do?
Throw bricks at people.
Throw bricks.
Classic brick thrower.
Hit a guy in the head with a can of paint.
Yeah. If you're a burglar coming into my house and a child throws a brick at your head, you are turning around. You were like, whatever is inside that house is not worth dying for.
He's good at subterfuge, so he's always like loud, you know, plays the TV.
Yeah, what's the deal here? Am I like at the house as well? Am I chilling with Kev? Have I been like,
all right,
hello, Mr. and Mrs. McAllister, I need your boy.
Yep. I figure you're chilling. I mean, what are we protecting our house from?
Crime.
Just basic house thieves.
So basic house thieves.
Let's say, all right, unless you want to do like burglary.
Yeah.
So thieves.
Hang on. Can we go lowest tier to high tier? I got three.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Wasps.
Yep.
Yep.
Criminals.
Yep.
Yep.
Elephants.
See, I had wasps and like criminals, but I wanted to end with arson.
All right, good.
I was like alien invasion.
Alien invasion that sets your house on fire.
Okay. Right. Alien arsonist.
Alien invasion that sends elephants with torches.
The aliens
set your house on fire.
Abducted some elephants from the Sahara, set them alight, and dropped them down in our neighborhood.
Easy. All right. So, Kevin McAllister, wasps.
The wasps.
Okay. Immediately not good. Because a wasp, get this, can just fly over a Christmas decoration.
Yeah. Also, and if it's Kevin, lucky you picked Kevin McAllister and not Macaulay Culkin, because in My Girl, he does not fare well against wasps.
That's good. And hell yeah, my girl reference here on stage.
Very early on in the night, too.
Fucking rules. But imagine, you know, Kevin McAllister heats up the doorknob and a wasp lands on the doorknob. It'll just pop. That's good.
Yeah. It's funny, though, because, like, do you know what will protect your house against wasps?
What?
Just keeping the door shut.
Yeah.
I have to assume it's a lot of wasps for us to employ someone to look up.
I feel like a small child hucking bricks at wasps. Just try and, like, stir up their nest.
Yeah, that's just going to make the wasps angry. I'm going to be running under the roof like, Kevin, no!
Kevin the mad!
I like the idea of Kevin arriving at my house with a big bag of bricks on his back. You got my house, kid? Yeah.
Okay. Where's the string?
What? Where's your Christmas decorations? I only know how to work with Christmas decorations.
Well, he's very astute and very knowledgeable at taking out two lads. But is he? Yeah. What's his knowledge on wasps?
Probably not super high.
Hang on. He uses a tarantula as part of his traps.
That's a good point.
He's going to use the wasps.
Yeah, he will use the wasps to deal with the burglars.
It's good.
Maybe not the arson.
Yeah, it's good to see Jackson's brain work on stage, though, because he clearly was like wasps because he'd already thought about wasps popping on the doorknob.
Yeah.
I had. It's a funny image, and I keep imagining the sound and the smell. It's not bad. It's not good, but it's... It's just like mildly pleasant, you know.
So how's Kevin capturing these wasps?
Well, I was going to say, so Kevin McAllister in the Home Alone franchise, he uses Christmas decorations, but like we're not restricted, right?
No.
Like I could give Kevin knives.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your house has a kitchen. He probably has free, although he already would have had free access to knives.
Yeah, but I can be like, when he's smashing Christmas baubles, I can be like, have you ever heard of knife?
What about hammer?
Then he can put knives down in the floor under the windowsill so when the burglar steps through. Ow.
Still not good against the wasp, but ow.
Are the wasps in my house already?
I feel like you've got something. What a wasp like? Rotting meat?
Yeah.
Yeah, a big hunk of that in the lounge room.
Wasps famously love rotting meat.
Yeah. Are you confusing wasps and vultures?
No.
Wasps and dogs.
Wasps like meat.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
They do. Okay.
I was going to be like honey, but that's bees, dickhead.
Bees don't even like honey. They just make it.
Bees make honey.
Bees famously
hate
honey.
Read a fucking book, you idiot. Fuck you.
So yeah, big rotting pile of meat.
Okay, wasps. So I get a big rotting pile of meat. Great.
A corpse!
This has not helped. Now I have a big rotting pile of meat in my lounge room and more wasps. Kevin, I'm sitting in the lounge room reading a book and Kevin's dragging in a dead elk. And I'm like, you sure this is going to help? Kevin, it seems like there's more wasps now than there was before.
Well, he drags the rotting elk corpse in and then maybe he burns it or something. Electrocutes it, all the wasps land on it and die.
Oh, okay. That's good. Still got a rotting elk in my lounge room. Kevin's like, I'm not paid to get rid of that. That's your problem.
Well, think about all of the Home Alone traps. They do fuck your house up.
Yeah, that's true.
None of them make your house more livable.
It's when he like takes the Christmas baubles. It's funny if they're like family heirlooms. Smash! Oh,
that's grandma.
Why did I put grandma in a Christmas bauble?
She loved Christmas. It was her last wish. She wanted to be the star on the tree.
What? Then we were like, fuck you, Grandma, you're a bauble. The stars, we're not putting you in a cell, but you're in a bauble, and we'll forget which one's you. Is that Grandma?
Oh, no. Maybe it's just bauble.
It was Grandma. She's all in the rug.
Now you live in a vacuum.
Yeah. Also, it's rough for me to come home to Kevin's traps.
Yeah. Well... Yes. You are not a clever man. In fact, if you left the house, you'd probably forget that he lived there as well.
Yeah.
It's funny to come back, try the door, and I'll be like, ah, burn myself, and Kevin's in the window. Like, this is my house. Try and get in.
I just assumed you would have gone for the second hand.
What is happening? Hold on. Okay.
Maybe.
What the fuck?
Maybe I have to open it with my mouth.
I like to imagine me like, were doorknobs always hot? let me remember doorknobs. How do they work?
Climb through the window and then you step on a knife.
Oh, okay.
Oh boy.
Shouldn't have left my knives there. Who's this boy?
You. Who are you?
Did you do this? Yeah, to get rid of the wasps.
Wasps. Do I have a son?
Who killed this deer? Oh my god.
What happened to you when you went to work? Did you just not have object permanence?
I can't wait to go. Huck in the brick. Ah! I've been brick touched.
On the way to work, you got hit in the back of the head with a brick.
Yeah. Kevin's like, just practicing.
Just praying out, who are you?
Perfect. All right, so Kevin on the Wasp front, not poor. Great unless he like, turns them on himself.
Yeah, but I just don't think, he just doesn't know Wasps. But burglars, fucking glorious.
Exactly, A plus, 10 out of 10.
How do you plan on disposing of corpses? Because he will kill someone.
Yes, I forgot it was the real world. That's a good point.
I feel these are the corpses that are attracting the Wasps.
I come back and he's like, I did it, but the two burglars in. I'm like, this isn't what I wanted. And then the Wasps come in. This is definitely not what I wanted, Kevin. So, I mean, he's successful. I now have two bodies on my hands. But I could just call the cops on Kevin, right?
And just you call the cops on the criminals, because they were trying to steal from your house. You're in the clear.
I can be like, hello, officer. Let's do it. You be the cop.
911, what's your emergency? 999, what's your emergency? Hey,
it's crazy that I moved to Britain. That's nuts. Hi, so a boy has killed two burglars in my house.
What? Where are you? What?
So
how old's the boy? How do you know him?
He's like 12-ish. I don't know, he just came over.
I hired him.
Sir, this story seems oddly suspicious. We're going to send all of our units there, but this isn't ending the way that you think.
How do you know what I think?
Kevin, we have a siege.
Kevin, they know. I am my own worst enemy in this situation.
Although, how does Kevin deal with arson / alien invasion / elephants?
I feel like he just goes, to be honest. I feel like that's a bit beyond his pay grade, because an alien... Oh, is an alien... If an alien steps in a bauble, is that a problem? What kind of aliens? Or is it the on-fire elephants? Because the on-fire elephants, a brick is not stopping them.
Look, the aliens are there, so they're going to provide a challenge, but I feel the biggest challenge is going to be those on-fire elephants.
Yeah.
So when you have a fiery fant...
So the big things that I'm thinking are the hot doorknob, baubles under the windowsill, bricks from the roof. None of those are stopping an elephant. They're just making it angry.
Are you near a fire hydrant?
Yes. Let's say, if I'm in Britain, no.
I haven't seen like a roadside hydrant.
Am I near a river? Do you just need water? What are you looking for?
Well, if the fiery fans are coming, you just smack open the hydrant and spray them.
In Home Alone 3, the kid that's not Kevin McAllister...
Yeah?
Hey, covers his pool with ice so that it looks like a trampoline, and the crooks fall in it and freeze, presumably to death. Can I do that?
If the elephant's coming from behind, yes.
That just gets one elephant, though.
Yeah.
And then the other elephants are angry.
You killed my friend!
Why did you do this? Plus, that elephant's not dead. It's just cold.
We were warm.
Yeah, so I feel like Kevin McAllister is not good for the on-fire elephants. I like that that's the worst thing we can think of happening to a house.
It's pretty bad.
I mean,
it is.
It's the house burning down, plus the trauma of seeing an on-fire elephant, plus imagine the smell.
And now you know aliens are real.
Yeah, that's a lot of bad things happening in one day.
It's a lot to take in, basically.
All right.
Yeah.
So Kevin's done pretty well. But I feel like I'm just going to cut out the middleman here.
Yeah.
Kevin will murder people.
Yes.
But you're tiptoeing around it. And you also tried to call the cops, which is also something that comes into my choice. I'm going to go with RoboCop.
Okay. Whoa.
Wow, people didn't like
Everyone
that.
Was like... No.
I heard like, no, but there was...
Don't
like,
know that answer.
It was apathy, but there were also some people being like, oh, like...
Leave him alone. Oh, he's suffered enough.
Come on now. Leave RoboCop alone. He doesn't need to deal with war.
He has a family.
Do Oxford famously hate RoboCop? What has happened there?
When they erected that statue, burn it down, whatever. You know, when they erected the statue in Detroit?
I think that was just a planned thing and never actually happened.
Oh.
Yeah. Because it was a bad use of taxpayers' money.
Yeah, that is true.
Look,
also, that movie is bleak. You don't want to celebrate it.
No, fair.
Weirdly, like, the middle tier, just average criminals, is the easiest for RoboCop.
Yeah.
And the easiest for Kevin McAllister.
Absolutely.
Well,
He's
wasp-proof, presumably, because he's not
but
a man.
He's got a jaw.
He's got a mouth, idiot.
Yeah,
they're going to sting his jawline.
He's He's robot. So yeah. He has flesh, but it won't hurt.
Yeah, we are still
it's like
a flesh.
Stinging the Terminator.
Yeah, it still hurts.
So is your plan, like Robocop's plan, he just sits outside, lets the wasps in his mouth, and then spits them out somewhere else?
Yes, fills on your his house.
Mouth, fills his mouth with rotting meat.
Yep.
He's like, whoop. Goes well, to a bin. Whoop.
Well, then, I mean, if he himself is machine
or alive
with bits
coming
of flesh,
with me.
Isn't he himself somewhat rotting meat?
Yeah, kind of. He's not rotting, but he's meat, certainly. Yeah. He gets wasps on his face, spits them in a bin, lies back down. It's going to take a while, but he'll get them.
Mm. Alien invasion. Mm. He's seen a lot of fucked things like dying and then not being dead.
That's true.
Does he have a fear of fire?
No.
Does he, like Frankenstein, fear fire?
No, he does not.
He should.
He should. His metal and, like, again, a little bit of flesh.
He'll just get so hot.
Oh, he might melt.
He might melt and cook himself.
The idea of him coming back inside and being like, I killed the elephants, but he's burning your house down.
He's also on fire.
Get out of here, RoboCop. Does he have a name?
Yes, it is.
Murphy.
Is he mad that you're calling him RoboCop?
Presumably.
He should be mad you're calling him RoboCop.
What Rude. If I call him Murphy Cop?
I think that. I think you'd enjoy
Robo
that.
Murphy?
I just, at the point where there's wasps that are attacking your house,
yes.
I feel RoboCop's going to be like, I am an officer. I need to be stopping crime. Call pest control.
Yeah, he'll
but
get lippy
he's
on
he's earned by a private police force, so he is basically for hire.
So you could be like, hi, I'm calling, I want your robot warrior.
Yeah.
They're like, why? And you're like, just wasps.
Although...
Send him round.
It also backfires on me because the end of the first RoboCop, he kills his boss.
He sure does.
He shoots him out a window.
Okay. I just like RoboCop arriving, grabbing the wasp's nest, like not breaking eye contact with you, throwing it away. Anything else?
No. Because RoboCop is like, he's very much programmed, right? So everything is like, if that's a crime, he'll stop it.
Yeah.
Wasps, whilst a problem...
Famously.
Not a crime.
What if I'm like, someone put these wasps in my house?
Then he's going to find...
It is an attack on me. Please protect me.
That's
He'll
great.
Ignore the wasps and try and find whoever released them.
He'll just walk off down the street and you'll be like, damn,
the wasps are getting mad.
It's also funny if I put the wasps there. He's like, I see. It just shoots me.
Uh-huh. So, like, that's also not a crime. And, like, as disastrous as flaming elephants,
yeah,
is that a crime?
No. I also
is
like
abducting an alien. Abducting a elephant.
It's kind
a crime.
Of poaching, sort of.
Abduction's a crime. You can't just go abducting things.
It's very funny to get poaching wrong and come back with the whole elephant.
I went poaching with the boys. Check out my big game score. What?
It's angry. I don't know what to do about it.
I put it in
shoot.
That's fucked
what
up.
What the hell, man?
What the fuck?
It's like fishing. You pick out the fish. You're like, I gotta go fish. Send him back.
Kiss him on his lips. Yeah. Send him back.
I like when you were like, if it's in your house, it's a crime. Because I was imagining it in your like tree. So the idea of RoboCop coming here and you're like, who did that, RoboCop? Better take care of that. That's, I guess, when he shoots you. So that backfired because you died.
Yeah, and again, not many crimes were committed except for the middle one.
Yeah, that is definitely a crime, and RoboCop will shoot those burglars.
Yeah.
But then you also have people murdered in your house.
Yeah.
But by the police, so it's fine.
Call me, I'll be the cops.
Ring, ring.
Yo, what up? It's the cops.
Press.
Hey, cops.
Yep.
I've just got two corpses in my house. Burglars.
What is happening in this town?
So RoboCop shot them. They were trying to break into my house, but then he left without disposing of the bodies.
I'll be the press here. So you're telling me that an officer just killed two burglars without any sort of provocation?
I don't know how the press got on this line.
Hot scoop.
We're looking into it, but I'm not a phone guy, so I don't know.
I thought this line was secure.
Me too.
We've been bugging this for months.
Waiting for the. Why is this a story?
Police
much happened.
Just abused power and killed some people. I feel the people should know.
No,
I
mean, they were
also they got a droid working for them.
Yeah, we got a RoboCop.
That seems dangerous.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but I did. I'll level with you, boys. I'm not that good at my job.
You're not even. I mean, most 999 operators,
yeah,
aren't actual police, I don't think.
Oh.
So you mightn't be a police officer. Yeah.
That's a relief to hear.
Yeah. So you can stop arresting all those people you've been trying to arrest and they haven't listened to.
I was wondering why it wasn't working. Yeah. Well, now I know. Anyway. All right, have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Oh, wait, no.
So now you've got two bodies.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, they're bad people.
You had so little faith in your own argument that. It was good.
Yeah.
Look, I just don't think... I mean, unless Robocop gets rid of the bot... I keep imagining... I know this isn't true about Robocop.
Yeah.
But I keep imagining him having like a Wall-E-style center in his stomach that he could just put the criminals in and crunch into a box. It'd certainly be useful. He could do that with the wasps as well. Just slam, clank. Little wasp cube.
I mean,
he famously does not have that.
Does he come with his car? Because you could try and get the wasps in there.
Of course he comes with his car. How's he getting to my house?
Oh, that's good.
In my mind, the bus. Which is
why did you pick the dumbest option?
I don't know. I literally imagine
he's a public servant. He would take a public service. Yeah. It's fine.
Hello, little girl.
Only my jaw is skin. Right. Mom, look, let's not chat to the robot man.
My nose is covered. I cannot smell. I don't know why they opted to do this.
Man, Robocop is chatty on public transport. I guess
I miss my wife is his famous catchphrase. He does miss his wife.
He does.
She thinks he's dead.
Yeah.
He's not dead. He's a robot man.
Not sure
protecting
how that'll
my
help.
House.
I feel that's going to make him be even more lippy.
Yeah.
And maybe make him just like walk off.
I'm like, hey man, I heard you miss my wife. Oh. My, what? Hey man, I heard you miss your... I'm sorry I married your wife. Oh God.
Robocop's like... little robot eyes widening at that. It's great. What?
I think it's best if I go. This can be your house now.
Yeah. Also, again, if like flaming elephants are coming and being dropped down by aliens, I feel that is a moment where he's like, I need to be with my wife and child. So
well, they're in Douche's house, so he is.
Oh, there you go.
My favorite thing about that is that you didn't consider it while you were like, who am I going to get rid of these burglars and
Your dead husband.
What was your dead husband's name now? Oh, Robocop.
Perfect.
But it's traumatic because the family don't know. Like, as in, the wife and kid don't know that Robocop
but
is Murphy.
You must have.
No, for yeah. Duh.
You were playing a dangerous game.
He's not even stopping the wasps.
Yeah. He might just wrench your head from your body and that will be that.
So, I mean, you both pick dudes, like a singular people, and that's fine. But I feel like to protect your house, you need a team.
Okay.
I feel the best team to protect your house would be Hydra.
Okay.
They are famously everything.
They are everything. Go on. What's the problem?
Wasps.
Ah, we got someone working the exterminators. Uh-huh. Done.
I think you're going to be like, the wasps were Hydra, idiot.
That's
little wasp
mouth being
like, hail Hydra. You're like, oh, I guess this isn't a problem.
Exactly. About 3/4 of them are Hydra, and just turn on the other quarter. Sorted.
It's like their throats. Hail Hydra. All right. Sick. You idiot, you think these are wasps? These are Ant-Men. It's Yellow Jackets or whatever the evil Ant-Man was. You don't even have wasps. Just little guys.
Yeah. So I figured that like everything is basically Hydra at this point. So.
It's annoying for you, though, when you're like, oh, you got two burglars, and they're like, no, they're Hydra. Let them do their job. You just got to watch them steal from you.
What job is this? Crimes.
They've got your TV. They're like, yeah, hail Hydra. Catch your own.
Like, hail Hydra.
Okay, I guess this is fine. Sitting
Hydra, can I get a new TV?
What?
No. We had to take it for important Hydra business.
Like watching the big game.
Can I come?
No.
You're not Hydra. 2/3 of you is Hydra.
Your legs can come.
Your legs are going to kill the other half of you.
Well, I was like, if there's two burglars coming, stealing my TV, the moment something happens, and one of them is going to be Hail Hydra.
Yeah, that's true.
Shoot that guy in the head, and then I'm like, okay,
cool, I guess.
Oh, boy.
Do you think that you could that your legs could kill you?
Yeah. Like,
I was imagining.
I reckon they got pretty good stomping.
I was imagining trying to get myself in a headlock with my leg. Well, and my leg slowly choked me out, and then walk with my body trailing behind.
So they're still attached?
Yeah.
I guess they could walk me into a blender.
A blender? I guess if your blender's on the counter and your legs are quick enough, I'd be like, no, strike!
No, because that's your top half has to control that. So all they can do is run you into the bench that the blender's on and hope that you lean forward.
I will, I'm curious.
Or alternatively, if they just walk you to the blender and you're like, what's going on
what
here?
What do you want? What's kicking me? Quit it. I guess, honestly, just walk me into traffic.
Yeah.
That may be easier.
The blender plan was not clever, but I don't like the idea of them walking up to a blender and you're like, "What is this? What you want?"
What hurt legs?
I don't understand. I guess I could knee myself in the head.
Yeah.
I actually can't.
Yeah. You would have to. Yeah, again, from just your leg point of view, it's impossible. No. But this is different. This stage is very small. You are a very big risk of falling off.
That's true.
Keep going.
Have to test, though.
No, but again, that's not all knee. That's your head and knee working together. So if your head and legs were... Oh, wait. Two-thirds Hydra, though.
That's true.
So head and legs, they could kill you.
That's great that my middle is the bit. My middle's like...
Just...
What's happening? Help!
Although, now it's your head and legs trying to kill your torso, which I feel is harder.
That's just biting your shoulders. Hail Hydra! Hail Hydra!
Hard to do.
Arms just flailing.
They don't know what to do.
Punching you. Oh no, you're going to die either way. Because your body will win, and then you're dead anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Just punching you in the
head. My hand breaking my legs. Leave him alone! Hey, guys, I succeeded. Don't worry.
Stopped
good.
Hydra, I think maybe.
My body is crippled, but good triumphed over evil.
So, dealing with criminals, I feel either easy because we are them.
Yeah, that's true. You're robbing your own house for nefarious means or whatever.
Exactly. And if that happens, maybe I'll just employ Hydra to rob from my neighbors.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, if your house is robbed, just get Hydra to rob your neighbors and so on and so forth.
Like, Hydra, who isn't Hydra? Yeah. And they'll be like,
one third.
I'm like, can you give me their TV? And off they go.
I guess if you're the two thirds that are Hydra. Wait, are you Hydra? No, two thirds of you are Hydra.
Yeah,
those two thirds of you are part of the two thirds of the world.
His head and legs are Hydra. Yeah, we've been through this.
We just did a whole thing. That's true.
My legs want crime, but my fingers don't.
I'd just be worried because like everything is famously either Hydra or Skrulls.
Yeah.
Steal a TV, turns out to be a Skrull. Leaves again.
Like watching the game. This is Hydra.
It's a man!
That's great because that means your legs and head, Hydra, torso, Skrull. Shape-shifting lizard man, evil, slightly Nazi organization. That means your torso can become whoever's torso. That's not that useful.
Yeah, like, I reckon... an ill-fitting suit?
Yeah, maybe. If you shapeshift into
Goro from Mortal Kombat, have four arms.
Yeah, that's true. If you right now shapeshifted your torso into another person's torso, I would not be able to tell.
Yeah.
I don't know my friend's torsos that well. Mm. I'll level with you.
Maybe you're a bad friend.
Or do you know my torso? Could you pick my torso out of a lineup?
It would be the gross one.
No, actually, that's fair.
It's like surprisingly smooth with a sheen.
regular, lumpy, oily jacks.
The only way I wouldn't be able to tell if there was also the body of a seal there.
Yeah. Man, seal.
Somewhere in between the two, that's got to be Jackson. That's fair. And Rude. Mm.
Now,
we were talking about this before we came on stage, of you just like slapping your belly with water.
I do. It's good.
It's so seal-like. Less rude now and more just accurate.
Yeah. Seals rule. They have such a good time eating fish, rolling around.
Slapping their belly.
Slapping their bellies. Honking. Eating clams.
And yeah, it's honking along.
Do you like clams?
Nah, I wish I did though.
Do you hate all seafood?
Yes.
Why do you want to be a seal?
I don't want to be a seal. I just think they have enviable lives.
I guess you also envy their lust for seafood then.
So, well, Flaming Elephant.
Yeah. Two-thirds of which are Hydra.
Two-thirds of which are Hydra. But also, I also have Shield to protect the house as well.
Oh, that's true.
I got two-thirds of Shield. And that's... either helicarriers or currently crashing helicarriers.
But did you say helicarriers?
Helicarriers.
No, I want these helicarriers.
Helicarriers.
I would be worried that if you're using Hydra and S.H.I.E.L.D. that much, that all of a sudden you may have people unwanted attention on you.
Yeah, that's
maybe no. By the Avengers.
Oh, go away. Wait, they'll protect me.
What, will they?
Well, if there's an alien invasion or just me, two-thirds of Hydra, they're going to be like, all right, Flaming Elephant first.
But
you just got to run.
Then those aliens, then we're coming back. And I'm like, I'll be waiting here. I'll just lie.
I feel like what's going to happen, though, is Captain America's going to run towards the elephant and then just throw his shield at you. It'll...
You
KO
will be
you.
Part of like a ricochet to kill an elephant. Yeah. Like off a wall, off a street lamp, off your head and into the elephant.
I'd be like, yes, Captain America, I am responsible, but either protect the city by these on fire elephants or you can arrest me. And they'd be like, I can do both. I'm like, shit.
Fuck.
We're the Avengers.
There are like eight of us, dude.
Yeah, we're going to do heaps. Come on, bro.
I'm a slightly out of shape man. All right.
He
a
honestly
lot of
might.
Shape, man.
Hawkeye just shoots you with an arrow in the back of the head.
Ah! Why Hawkeye? Avengers. Like it didn't hurt. It was just an arrow. Fuck
it,
God.
An arrow in the back of the head didn't hurt.
I'd be so scared if we were there and you're like, could you? You're like, yeah, whatever. What?
The arrowhead in his mouth.
Oh, what?
You got action in
the
movie.
Kills an arrow.
He has got to pull it through, see? Oh, I'm bleeding a lot.
There is a hole through your mouth and out the back of your
there's
head.
A hole, yeah, there's a hole in my head. It's my mouth, dickhead. Let's move.
Okay, cool.
Where are those elephants? I'd like to go meet one up close now. I have seen too many things, and I think this is a good time for me to end.
I thought I understood what was happening. I did not understand.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
And what was happening?
I'm going to cope with this by getting trampled.
And then I stumble a few feet and then collapse and die.
And then both me and you were like, oh!
It was brain damage.
He was just hubris. In shock and then dead. Okay.
That makes so much more sense.
I don't know. Oh, being shot by Hawkeye. You just
imagine because Hawkeye is pathetic that his arrows would be.
Yeah. Like, I imagine he would hit me with Nerf, but also dying of Hawkeye feels like I feel disappointed.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm like, oh, I could have gotten trampled by a fiery elephant. Instead, I got shot by that dickhead.
Yeah, it's rough.
This is mean.
Well, when you first said got shot in the back of the head, I thought like a plunger arrow. That was my first thing that came to my mind. And then we were like, no.
You're lucky it wasn't an explosion one. Or maybe unlucky.
Yeah, true. That would have been a bit cooler, unfortunately.
So I reckon having the Hydra there is good.
Yeah.
Because then it attracts Avengers.
Yeah.
And who's the best person to deal with aliens who summon fiery elephants is
so Avengers. Within the rules, so Zamet is dead, but his house is safe.
It depends. Do you remember what New York looked like after the Avengers?
Ah,
do you remember,
good.
You know, why the Sokovia Accords started?
Yeah, the Avengers,
in the Avengers
don't really give a shit about
it's mostly
damage.
Because they just destroy everything.
That's
so
like,
house...
we did it, and then Iron Man just sets your house on
fire. And he would.
Yeah, now I'm just bored. Yeah.
Alternatively, they
Michael
do it perfectly.
Like,
oh, but it's like the hole.
it's just
air going through the hole. Is that corpse shocked? Oh, no, it just has a hole in his head.
All right.
Okay, well, so, look.
If you're okay, and you've thought outside of the box, which is good, and I have decided I'm going to employ someone because, like, Robocop, I went too violent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I also married his wife.
Yeah. Don't talk Robocop.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
One.
Yep. So I've gone with someone who doesn't have a wife.
Ooh.
And wait, someone who can make modifications to my house. Uh-huh. I'm going with Carl from Up.
Okay.
I mean,
people like that more than Robocop, no, but they, not that much more.
They went, because I said he doesn't have a wife. Yeah. Presumably when I said that, everyone was like, oh, it's because he isn't married. No, it's because...
Nah, she got...
That's not Dusha's fault.
But it was sad.
Yeah, but don't be mad at Dusha. Don't be like, damn it, Dusha.
I didn't kill his wife.
He's employing Carl from Up. That's great.
Yeah, I'm helping
the elderly.
I'm helping the elderly.
Yeah, you're a good man.
Anyway, so he'll just install balloons on my house, similar to the Up situation.
Problem.
Yep.
Wasps.
Go up.
Problem that you maybe didn't understand. Stingers.
Balloons.
Wasps don't pop balloons. I thought wasps do fly though, so I mean, going up doesn't really fix my problem.
And then sting the balloons.
Why are they stinging the balloons?
Because they want to kill you.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
They want in your house. They want your house.
I like that for some reason the wasps before are just like there, but now they're like, fuck this guy.
Yeah. They're like, new nest. Went higher.
I've got to make it lower quick.
I'm going to kill that man.
Yeah.
So you go up.
Well, although, all right, yeah. Carl's with me.
Sure.
He's a grumpy old man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Old men, famously good with newspapers and bugs.
He can just swat them.
Yeah.
That's a lot of swatting for Carl.
Carl's memory not quick on on his feet.
Yeah. But, you know, he'll probably get some. That's pretty good.
And also he's grouchy and old, and grouchy old men often feel no pain.
So your strategy is just like Carl gets stung.
I'll help.
Is Carl above calling an exterminator?
No.
Well, it's too late. Douche is in the air.
Oh.
Hello, exterminator. And the exterminator's like, I'm here. There's just a hole.
Yeah, look up. Up. The name of the film. Yep, they're in here.
You're looking over and the exterminator's just giving you like a...
He's like... I love this movie, but I can't help you anymore.
Up, I guess.
And then he just gasses himself, falls unconscious. You're like, that didn't work. All right, to South America.
Try and outfly the wasps.
Yeah, so as long as you can outfly the wasps and, I guess, hit them all with newspaper. So how many wasps are we dealing with? I imagine one big fat nest. Yeah,
I imagine a swarm.
Yeah.
That's
not that. You can kill a swarm with a newspaper.
All right.
Carl is an old man. He will get stung and die.
Yeah. His immune system, not great.
You'll be in the air with a dead Carl, being like, how do I get down? Then you'll have to pop the balloons yourself.
Just grab some dead wasps and huck.
Yeah, hope that pops the balloons and you don't crash on top of another house. In the sea or any number of dangerous places for a house to land.
Is there a safe place for a house to land? No.
The only safe place for a house to land is the place the house took off from in the first place. Because that's where there is a lack of house.
A last wind.
Yeah.
It's good because, like, I mean, the other two situations, though, best of luck to them.
Oh, yeah, all right, so criminals climbing into your window and then suddenly, whoop.
I like that then you and the criminals have to band together to survive.
Well, yeah, because I'm not stopping them from getting in my house. I'm just stopping them from getting out.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, genius, now what?
Put back my stuff and we'll talk.
All right, they've put back your stuff. Now what? A scared burglar says. They are also afraid of height, I assume.
Too bad, idiot. We're staying up, buddy.
So I'm hungry.
You stay up, you eat all of Carl's food. No, your food.
Yeah.
Did you plan for a trip? You have to constantly be ready to spend months in the air.
Canned food's fine. Tuna. I like tuna.
Lots of tuna in the air.
Yeah.
That's a way to live.
Where's
I guess.
Plumbing? Just straight down?
Obviously.
Your biggest problem is going to be cops. Because I'm sure that's a crime. You can't live in the air or everyone would be doing it.
That is the big problem with it's famously a crime. Otherwise, everyone would live in the sky.
I would.
Planes, also an issue.
Hit once and you die and the plane dies.
Birds, also problem.
Yeah, problematic.
More wasps avenging their brethren.
The alien, alien invasion. But the elephants can't get me, but I'll see the ship.
Yeah.
You'll be the first one to realize that's where the elephants come from.
And then the elephants will fall down near you. And again, if any, any of like the flame is near those balloons, wow.
Yeah, pop, fall down quick.
Fall down quick on my corpse.
And then Carl's like, I was Hydra too. I'll be like, wow, what are the chances? What a crazy day.
It's crazy that if, like, if even is, hang on, let me get this out of my mouth. Even if it is illegal for you to be in the air and in a house, no one can tell you that.
When you do a crime, there usually isn't someone telling you that what you are currently doing is a crime. That you do a thing and they're like,
but how?
You're in trouble now.
You're committing an illegal act, i.e. living in air.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I am a cop who wishes to let you know of that fact. What do
okay.
I do?
You megaphone. Wait for me to land or shoot.
That's intense. My image was a jet flying past you and then like lifting the lid of me like, get down. You're too high up. Get down.
I didn't mean shoot me. I meant shoot the balloons. Just
oh, I see.
Up.
I thought they were going to kill you.
Military is going to be a problem. Like, what if you the wind takes you over, say, like a military base?
You're getting shot down. Spy all their secrets. Tell them.
What?
Be fine.
You're going to tell the military you've spied on their secrets?
I'll tell them to
what?
The Hydra.
Were you about to say tell them to the Air Force?
No, I almost said the enemy, and I was like, why am I siding with other countries all of a sudden? I think I just want to live in the sky at any means necessary.
Well, once you're over the sea, whatever, there's no rules.
International.
Till the balloons go wrong, and then you drown.
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad. I mean, yes, wasps are going to be a problem, but unless, like, you...
My house is fine.
Your house is higher, and they sting underneath, and then you're fine.
Yeah, they can't get you.
Burglars, I mean, you've now got two good people on your side.
My two new friends.
Yeah, exactly. The wet bandits, I assume.
Yeah.
And you assume they're all the way to the wet bandits, because I always did.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
the guys from Home Alone.
Yeah. The two crooks
from
Home
annoying.
Alone.
They are annoying.
And they turn on your taps when they rob your house. That's why they call the wet bandits.
Yeah.
Well, but you've got no plumbing.
So it's just going to be all this like water just cascading off.
But not for
house.
Ages, because he doesn't have like a tank or anything. You are going to have no water and no electricity. You're just eating cans of tuna and shitting off the porch. That is your horrible life.
But at least my house is safe.
Yeah.
Shitting off a porch seems hard.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
And if I'm either the wet bandits, if you're shitting off a porch, I'm just going to be like, hey, bang.
And I'll be like, I'm the only person who knows how to get down.
No, you don't. I'll kick
They're like,
you.
What? Pop the balloons?
Fuck! They know!
You're in a very vulnerable position.
It's great to imagine you
ass
tumbling down, ass out towards the earth. People be like, oh my God. That's something I never thought I'd see in my life ever.
A shit and then a man who did the shit.
That's rough.
That is rough. And then, going up against aliens. If they don't, like, aim the elephant at your house directly, you're missing the elephant.
Yeah.
That's good.
But I might crash into the ship.
You might crash into... I might
be able to board the ship.
Board their ship.
Okay.
Destroy them from the inside. Me and the wet bandits forming a team. We're angry and hungry and have been shitting off porches for weeks.
So you, the wet bandits, and Carl.
You're just grabbing a grey alien being like, where's your weird toilets?
Clean my ass!
At what point is it also your... Like, if you crash into it, like, the ceiling, like, your roof into the belly of the ship...
Yeah.
Does that then become... Does the ship become your roof and therefore your house?
Oh, interesting theory.
Or do you hit the bottom of the ship and your balloons pop and you just fall again? And the aliens at the... Aliens at the control room are like... Do you hear something?
Bonk.
That's weird.
I imagine I'm landing on top of the ship for some reason.
Well, that's good, because then they're like, dung, do you hear something? And then one guy pops open the top and is like, what the fuck? That's a whole house. Hey, you!
What?
What are you doing here?
Let me in!
Oh, no.
Banging on the roof. Open up!
I imagine they had like those little grey aliens.
Yeah, me too.
They always seem fragile.
Yeah, grey aliens are easy to fight. Just pick them up by their big head.
Yeah.
Their eyes are huge. You don't even need to poke. Mm. You can just punch.
Yeah. I always imagined their skin was kind of papery.
Yeah.
Just you poke them and you just go straight through them.
I always imagine them like, you know those sticky hands?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know the sticky hands, I mean? That's good. Because otherwise, what a meaningless thing to say.
Sticky hands, you know, cover your hands in honey and start touching people.
You know, sticky hands.
You play a game with sticky hands. It's good fun.
Yeah, it's a classic schoolyard romp. Get your hands sticky, touch everyone's face.
Yeah, and then you'd be like, you just got a sticky hand. And they're like, you got me.
And they're like, yeah, leave me alone. Oh my God, why would you do this? You're disgusting. Never play with me again, Joel Zammit.
Yeah.
But no, I was imagining them being like the gel sort of sticky hands, which means you can just grab them from anywhere, pick them up, throw them up.
Imagine them being very light.
Yeah, me too. Like I've always wanted to pick up one by the legs and smack another one with it.
Because I feel that they wouldn't be prepared for just unbridled rage.
Yeah. I feel like...
Which, funnily enough, is what they're going to get.
Yeah. Because imagine like 2 weeks up and up... just you, the wet bandits, and even an angry Carl.
Yeah.
If they get into that ship, that's some dead aliens.
The aliens are like, we come and you've grabbed his hand and slammed him into the ground.
Well, I fucking don't care.
I need toilet paper.
You grabbing one and slamming it into a wall and it's just sticking to the wall.
What the fuck?
Guys, run!
So yeah, maybe the best offense is just hijacking the alien ship, and that is now my new house.
I mean, it's a good offense. Like,
my house is still on top of the ship, so it still counts.
That's true. It's high up though, and you're very close to no air.
Okay. So we've thought like very very nice. We've gotten like Kevin McAllister.
Sure.
You got RoboCop. Mm-hmm. Didn't work out well. You got some wet bandits on side and a floating house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like, I mean, it feels cheating that you moved your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
And became an alien ship. I propose. The T-Rex from Jurassic Park.
Hard to request things off.
But not impossible.
We'll probably ignore the wasps and eat you.
Yeah, how are we going to direct him to the wasps? Hang on, I'll be the T-Rex.
I'll have a clicky. That was raptors. can I get old mate?
What?
Guardians boy.
Yeah. Chris Pratt. Okay.
He also can't control it. Raptors again.
No,
fine.
Get Chris Pratt. That's good. Because he'll be like, click, 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 and eating. And you'll be like, okay, back to square one. All right.
All right. How about I get, can I get Chris Pratt and 3 raptors?
Yes. Okay. And still the T-Rex? The raptors will kill the T-Rex, and then you've just got the raptors.
All right. Well, there, Chris Pratt and 3 raptors.
Yeah, all right. I think that's good. That's funny because you're like, can you get rid of the wasp nest? Chris Pratt just puts on gloves and puts it in a bin.
Oh, he's so good with things.
Thank you, Chris Pratt.
He's such a manly man. He knows what to do.
While he's doing that, what are the dinosaurs doing?
Just being
chilling there.
Digging up the yard, ruining your flowers.
Looking at me like I'm a turkey dinner. I'm like, Chris.
Chris.
It's like, I can't do 2 things at once. Wasps or you?
I'll be in the house. I'll just close the curtains. Yeah.
Okay, so look, right. Chris Pratt got rid of the wasps, but I like that also we could have with gloves. But
could we have?
No, I'm not getting near that wasp's nest.
Yeah, give me a rake. That'll make them
bang,
angry.
Bang, bang, bang. Somehow that didn't work.
I thought they'd be frightened and leave.
I just used my bare hand.
Guys, I'm recreating my girl, though. It's neat.
I just put my hand inside and then smash it on the ground.
That's good tactic. Maybe I'll put my hand in and just give them the finger. And then they'll know they're not welcome.
And you come out with a stung finger.
Yeah. A big finger.
I like that if you're putting your hand in and giving them the finger, we're like, all right, Dushan, now take it out. And you're like, I can't, it's too big. I would, but it's too full of venom.
It has swollen up now.
Oh, no.
This is me in shock. So, Chris Pratt deals with that.
Okay, they're burglars.
Guess who got by raptors.
Yeah, look, that works out. Raptors will eat burglars. That's absolutely true.
Provided that they don't get in the house first, because then it's you, burglars, and raptors.
Yeah, that has become more of a problem for you.
Yeah, it does.
And is the T-Rex still there?
Imagine him in the back paddock.
Just live on a farm now?
Yeah, like a couple acres.
Every now and then, just imagine the T-Rex just poking his head in a window and having a look. And then
everyone be quiet. Everyone be still.
Holy shit.
It doesn't know we're here. The raptor's like...
And it's gone. And we're back to it.
All right, it's gone. You can attack me. Let me grab this pan. All right, go.
So you're just getting the big T-Rex eye in the window every now and then.
Yeah.
And that's going to be like, oh.
And then everyone freezes. And that's good, because when you freeze, you can be like, get out of my house. Don't rob me. Don't rob me. I'm going to rob you. I'm going to fucking rob you.
And the burglar was also like, I'm not full. I'm fucking not going outside now, am I? You're going to fucking T-Rex.
Yeah, I know. But
I'm your fucking problem now, idiot.
The raptor's being like, with their eye like,
what's going on? Give me that clicky thing. Click, click, click. Back. Click, click, click.
So
click, click.
I guess now you're just trapped in your house with three raptors and two burglars.
Yeah.
So
I've got Marvin. What's his name?
Huh? Chris
Marvin,
Pratt.
Marvin. The Wet Bandits.
Oh, the Wet Bandits, yes. Oh, I can't remember. Marvin something Earl. Else. Let's say Marvin Earl, sure. Yeah.
All right. So I got
Harry and Marv. Harry
that's
and Marv.
Right.
Of course right. I know. I know that.
So Harry, Marv.
Yep.
Chris Pratt, several raptors.
Yeah.
And a giant T-Rex.
And right, you're cool. Not in the situation. Well, I guess you're kind of in the up situation in that you have to band together. Okay. But maybe to fight the raptors, which I don't think Chris Pratt will be super happy about.
Yeah, not jazzed on that.
And then you got to fight the T-Rex and you can't.
No.
You would just get eaten. Yeah.
Well, two raptors might die.
Okay.
But we still got Blue.
Do you think that you and the Wet Bandits could take out two raptors?
While Chris Pratt's there trying to stop that from happening.
Oh, no. I assume they would go up against a T-Rex.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, if you take them all outside, mate.
Yeah. Look, at this point, I realize that they are cleverer than me at doors.
Yeah.
So I feel I would take my chances. And what I'm hoping is when the T-Rex comes to eat me, I'll just stand still. But I'll look too delicious for the raptors. It'll get caught.
Ah, I also really like the idea of the raptors getting eaten by the T-Rex because their knowledge of doors is their undoing. They like find that doorknob to outside. They're like, you're like behind a couch like, idiots. This is the one time not to use a doorknob.
I don't fucking know shit, idiot boy. Bump.
Yeah, I knew not to use a doorknob in this moment.
Oh, I'm clever.
Okay, you got two raptors. Now you got Blue, Chris Pratt, and the Wet Bandits, and there's still a T-Rex outside.
Yep.
Did you solve the problem?
Now we got aliens.
Well, you certainly weren't burgled, so
no.
I guess congrats.
Sort of. You're stuck in a... You've been burgled. They just can't leave.
Exactly. Yeah. So
you're kind of stuck in a flux.
Yeah.
It's like Schrodinger's robbery.
Yeah. You're like, put the things back now, and let's band together and fight this T-Rex, maybe. Oh, look. Is that a flaming elephant? Things have taken a turn.
Look, the T-Rex will probably run away.
No,
T-Rex
will smell burning flesh, be like, delicious. Try and eat the elephants and you got a flaming T-Rex.
A panicked flaming T-Rex.
Quick question.
Yeah?
A house is flammable.
Well, not all, but most.
Yeah. I mean, not intentionally.
That wasn't a design choice.
No, but they...
We need to be able to burn this sucker to the ground at a moment's notice.
They famously have caught fire before.
Ah.
Yeah, so when your T-Rex runs into your house and sets it on fire, you, the Wet Bandits, and three raptors die.
Yeah. But the forces will be on, so I imagine the whole place will be a little wet.
Yeah, that's
true. So maybe it'll give us enough time to run away.
The ground floor, maybe. Possibly, probably not.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. You run away. What's outside? Oh, a T-Rex still.
But it's on fire and panicking.
Yeah,
then. It'll be chill. It won't be lashing out in confusion.
You'll be running out and it'll be like, yeah, dude,
at that point, when you are on fire, the last thing you are thinking of is, I'm hungry.
Well, that's because I'm a human being. If I'm working on T-Rex brain, I'm like, maybe eating will fix the pain. I know three things as a T-Rex. Fucking, little arms, and eating. This doesn't fall into any category, so maybe it's eating.
Well, look, I'd rather that than the first category.
I'd like to see...
I'm running! Oh, God!
I'd like to see little arms. Try and see it solve it with that. Ah! Nope.
Didn't work. Wasn't did not little work. Arms. Did not work. Patting himself out. So,
Yeah, look.
So you died and your house burned down.
Which is basically the opposite of someone protecting your house. At its most extreme.
Phil, slight improvement on Hydra?
Yeah.
Maybe. I didn't get an arrow to the head.
No.
Your house
survived in the Hydra situation.
No, it didn't. Nah. It got destroyed by Iron Man.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Charles Hammett keeps losing.
Yeah. See, well, look, one of them was destroyed by Spike. This one at least got ep by T-Rex.
Yeah.
Or burned down for a T-Rex.
Okay. Look, guys.
Yep.
Big is good.
It is.
And Monsters is good.
Yeah.
But I thought I'd go for my favorite monster ever.
Uh-huh.
The Blob.
Uh-huh.
You know the blob? He's a blob. He just goes on my house. No one can get through the blob.
You're the only person who stopped the worst problem.
That rules. I'm looking through my window and through a thick layer of blob as Wasps are like, and I'm like, yeah, that's damn right. That's exactly why I employed the blob.
What does the blob get out of this?
The blob doesn't. The blob rules as a monster because the blob wants for nothing. He just is a blob. The blob doesn't. He doesn't care who you are or what you're about. He's just gonna eat your house.
Okay, I'm gonna. There's three words in that sentence that worry me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Eat your house. All right, I'm going to take you back to the question.
Yeah.
Protect your house.
Is living... If the blob eats my house and I become part of the blob, is the blob my
okay.
house?
Okay. If I give you my pet dog,
yeah.
and I'm like, protect my dog, yeah. and then you eat my dog,
yeah.
and then I come back to you, what do you think my reaction's going to be?
Don't worry, the dog's Where's inside my... me now. I'm your dog.
Excuse me, Jackson, where is my dog?
I don't know, it ran away.
You had one job, to protect my dog.
Oh no, it ran away. That is the worst thing that happened. Let's look for it together.
I should make missing dog signs.
Have them say lost dog, not eaten.
I sure do hope it turns up.
Me too. God, me too. What I like about that situation is it seems like I didn't intend to eat the dog. It was like an unfortunate thing that happened. Like I was playing with it and I slipped. Dusha is going to be so mad.
I've got an ingenious lie though. I'll say it right away. Jax, you look very full and sweaty.
Yeah. So I've ate something that has not agreed with me.
Oh, that sucks, man.
I ate a dog. A hot dog.
A hot dog. Not your dog. What?
Excuse me?
I don't know, man. Have you ever... Is it okay to eat bones?
No.
Oh, that's bad news.
What did you eat?
Just something with plenty of bones.
Chicken.
Chicken. A big fluffy chicken.
Did you cook it?
No.
No, it was a bit of an accident.
I was just playing with the chicken and it just went woof and fell in my mouth.
It went what?
Made a chicken noise.
You know, classic chicken noise. Woof, woof, I'm a duck.
Did you eat my dog?
What?
You had one job, to protect my dog. Protect and eat are not the same thing.
Who
says I ate your dog?
Did you eat my dog?
Yes. That sounded like there was going to be a but. Like, but wasn't it about time?
To eat the dog.
Well, it's going to happen eventually.
So, look, dogs, they born, they die, in between they get it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just speeding up the process. Anyway.
So, yeah, from that situation,
okay.
Protect and eat are not the same thing.
No. Encases your house.
Yes.
Encasing, different from eating.
Does it, like, dissolve your house?
Slowly.
How slowly?
Slow enough that I think I can get through all three scenarios before it eats me.
Are we talking a day, a week, a month situation?
Probably a day, because it eats a person... But so it'll eat a person, then like later in that 24-hour period, that person will be bones.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
A house is tougher than a person. Yeah, the blob rules.
Okay. So you got a day. All right. So
yes.
In the morning, wasp attack.
Wasp.
You're fine.
Hell yeah.
All right. Afternoon, the wet bandits come.
They're like, oh, this house is a blob. I'm not going.
Or they come in, and as long as they get in between the blob and the house,
yeah.
they're going to turn to bones.
Yeah. Well, they'll just be like... And they'll slide in through the blob, and I'll be like, well, that's sad, and shut the door.
All right, flaming elephants.
In the evening.
I don't know how flammable the blob is. I'm hoping not very.
How do you stop the blob? Do you stop the blob?
No, you just let the blob run its course.
The movie The Blob ends with the blob just deciding it wants to leave.
Yeah.
Right?
It goes back to space, I think.
They freeze it.
Oh, they do too. They're liquid nitrogen.
So they freeze it,
which
is the opposite of fire. So I feel...
Well, is a blob not like a big alive jelly?
Would it?
And when jelly gets...
Is it? I don't know.
Oh, Oh, yeah, all right.
When a jelly gets hard, it melts, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No.
Yes.
So
then the elephants hit it and it's like, and they just barrel into my house.
Yeah.
Which has been weakened due to the acid.
Yeah, it's not hard to get inside now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look.
It's a shame the elephants could have been like frozen elephants sliding towards my house to damage the blob.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't do well.
No.
And I've got a solution.
Okay.
But no one's going to like this. I'm not going to like this. But a team of poachers...
Uh-huh.
...would fix all the problems.
Hey, that's true. And I like that this is the first time poachers have solved one of our problems. Actually, I don't know if it is the first time. Wouldn't it be surprising?
Like, they're good at killing animals.
Well, as we said, wasps...
They're bad with wasps, though.
What is a wasp but an animal?
No one's
and
poached.
I feel a lot of poachers would have some kind of smoke to get out the...
Yeah.
So I feel like they'd be good at it.
No, so you've gone too evil and it's backfired because you've put yourself on the line there and also it hasn't fixed all of the problems. What would fix all the problems, though? A cannon. I'm installing a cannon on my house.
Okay.
Cannonball big, don't need to aim at a wasp, can get all of them all at once. Destroy the nest, one cannonball.
Okay.
Second cannonball.
That's like a fly landing on your shoe and using a gun to hit it.
Let me fly.
I'm just ow,
but the fly
got no foot now. So I feel maybe it didn't work so well.
I'm getting the wasp when they're still in the nest.
Okay. Well, you destroy the wasp nest, there's not that many wasps left.
Yeah.
And they'll just fly away because they're like, holy shit, that was intense.
I got it. The common cold.
Okay.
All right.
The common cold
from life?
War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds. Thank you very much, Mike. So I was padding, but it didn't help. War of the Worlds.
So somebody goes up
from War of the Worlds.
Somebody goes up to the wasp nest and they go. All the wasps instantly die.
Dead.
What was that? We don't know. We're wasps.
Exactly.
Nest gone.
Harry and Marv. You like?
They're like. Well, I'm not. I'm not going burgling today. I'm sick.
Yeah.
Sorry, Marv. It's me, Harry. I've got to call in sick.
Hey, me too, dude. I got coughed on today.
Some guy at the shop coughed on me.
Yeah.
I saw him cough in a wasp's nest earlier.
Have you ever seen an elephant with a cold?
No.
Can't stampede.
Yeah, there you go.
Famously can't stampede.
The elephants stay home because they too have a cold. The aliens in space are like, oh, not today.
Aliens in space are like, oh, we haven't prepared for this.
Dead.
Sorted. You did it. You... fix the problem with 4 to 5 coughs.
I do like that idea of you in the alien spaceship window, and they're like, what do you want? And they wind it down, go, wind it quickly up again, drop.
Just falling.
Fuck you, you're not prepared for a cold, idiots.
Then I pull out a parachute and sail towards my house.
Which is free, but also you have a cold.
I guess I'll call in sick.
All right.
And on that note, I've been a little ill.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been also Joel, but I guess I can just say Joel, because you didn't say Joel.
And I've also been Joel.
Yay!
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We
want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.